Yemen enters new phase with end of Saleh's treason. The death of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a shootout with security forces when he tried to flee towards the Saudis following his open betrayal of the people of Yemen has been hailed as a timely occurrence that averted a very grave plot against the country and the aspirations of the war-stricken people. Iran's English-language daily Kayhan International has published a viewpoint in this regard in its Tuesday's issue written by columnist S. Nawabzadeh and titled, Yemen Enters New Phase with End of Saleh's Treason. Stay with us. It is said a cat has 9 lives, but this does not mean immortality because the poor creature finally has to die. This sums up the life of Yemen's wily Ali Abdullah Saleh, who after surviving several assassination attempts, including one very serious in a bomb blast on 11th of June 2011 that severely burnt him during his 34-year presidency, could not escape death, which ended his 5 years of shrewd political ploys as a former president who first aligned with and then tried to deceive a mass popular movement he had failed to quell 6 times in battles when he was in power. The killing of the Fox of Yemen in a gun battle at a checkpoint leading out of Sana'a on Monday is a relief to the people of the capital embroiled in week-long armed clashes, but has come as a rude shock to Saudi Arabia and the UAE, the two prime perpetrators of the almost 3-year unwinnable war, who since Saturday last were in high spirits on the assumption that their plot to weaken the indomitable Ansarullah defenders through bribes and conspiracy was about to succeed. As Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the popular leader of Ansarullah, said on Yemen TV, Saleh paid the price of treason. He called on the General People's Congress to join the national mainstream, saying that nothing can succeed against the resolve of a determined people. He added that if Saleh had not tried to backstab the people of Yemen, he could have been alive and part of an alliance that is destined to triumph against the Saudi-US Zionist aggression. Kayhan International noted, according to reports from Yemen, the mood in the capital Sana'a, despite the relentless bombing by the Saudis, is of joy, with most people converging on mosques to offer thanksgiving prayers to God Almighty for delivering them from sedition and possible handing over of the country to its bitter enemies by Saleh, who was trying to flee to enemy-occupied Ma'rib when gunned down in battle. It is too early to say what Riyadh, or more properly the chief culprit of the war, MBS, that is Mohammed bin Salman, would do after yet another setback to his self-defeatist policies that recently foundered in Lebanon following the string of humiliations he has suffered in Qatar, Syria and Iraq. He and his chief accomplice in crimes against the people of Yemen, Abu Dhabi's heir apparent Mohammed bin Zayed, are now at their wits' end on how to find a face-saving exit from a disastrous war that continues to drain their petrodollars in billions, in addition to mounting casualties and the scary scenario of what havoc Yemen's long-range missiles could wreak on their economy and workforce of expatriates, especially after the latest cruise projectile that hit the unfinished nuclear reactor near the UAE capital on Sunday. The duo and all those responsible for the destruction of Yemen's infrastructure and the descending of the Arab world's poorest country into famine and epidemics are not sure whether the deities of US imperialism and international Zionism, at whose altars the heads of Arab reactionary regimes worship, would be able to answer their most earnest prayers. Kayhan International continued, "The Islamic Republic of Iran, which has always called for solidarity of the Islamic Ummah against the devilish plots of the avowed enemies of Muslims, had done its best to try to awaken the Arab regimes that unnecessarily oppose it to the dire consequences of their un-Islamic policies of creating terrorists and causing sectarian divisions, but to no avail. It is fear of the uprising of their own masses for self-rule, as is happening in Bahrain, that has robbed the minds of these unrepresentative regimes of any reason, making them shamelessly hurl wild accusations against Islamic Iran, while sitting scandalously in the laps of the Americans, the British, and the Zionists. The fate suffered by Saleh should jolt their consciences, provided they have any, since so far they have failed to learn the lessons from the downfall of tyrants who were more powerful than them, such as Iran's Shah, Iraq's Saddam, and Egypt's Hosni Mubarak. For the sake of the region's peace and security, and in keeping with Islamic Unity Week celebrations marking the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Iran has appealed to the people of Yemen to knit ranks for safeguarding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of their country, especially against traitors, now that Saleh has gone. As a matter of fact, Saleh's life was one of treason from the beginning. Born in a Zaydi Shia Muslim tribe, he grew up godless and, as an officer in the army of the Zaydi Imam of North Yemen, betrayed his sovereign by joining conspirators aligned with Jamal Abdel Nasser of Egypt to overthrow the almost 1,000-year-long rule of the Zaydi Imams. He changed colors as a chameleon in order to cling to political power by shifting alliances with Nasser, with the Soviets, with Saddam, with the US, with the Saudis, who continued to occupy the Yemeni provinces of Najran, Jizan, and Asir, and with the popular Ansarullah, treason against whom ended his miserable life.